During a floor debate Tuesday, members of the House amended a Senate bill aimed at putting a stop to what some call the abuse of the state's nuclear cost recovery rules. The amendment removed a provision in the Senate bill that would have required a utility to return part of the money it collected from consumers if it doesn't complete its plans to build a nuclear power plant. Representative Mike Fasano, a Republican from Newport Richey, says the measure was hijacked by utility companies who he says were behind the amendment.
This bill does nothing to protect the ratepayers back home. Even though we were promised that a bill would be passed to help those ratepayers, this bill does nothing to help the ratepayers. What it does, it protects the utility companies of this state.
And Fasano wasn't alone in his criticism of the amended bill. Representative Dwight Dudley, a Democrat from St. Petersburg, says ratepayers have paid out about $1 billion for a power plant that won't be built. He says ratepayers ought to have a way to recover some of that cost.
This bill places very low, small hurdles for power companies to step over before they spend our hard-earned money that they've taken from us. The legislature of 2006, in its generosity towards power companies, created a law that allows power companies to tax us without our approval to build power plants.
And Representative Michelle Raywinkle-Vasalinda, a Democrat from Tallahassee, wants to see a full repeal of the existing measure.
This bill is still continuing to be a hidden tax. It still picks a winner over all other energy things that we could do in the state of Florida. It keeps us from doing Florida-branded energy, from the innovation and the good work that small and medium-sized firms could get into and have gotten into in the state of Florida, but need more room to grow.
All three representatives offered amendments to the bill Tuesday, including one that would have required utility companies to disclose how much of a person's utility payment is associated with the nuclear cost recovery provision. Fasano says those charges are part of what are called pass-throughs, which he estimates can make up as much as about 50% of a customer's bill.
At the minimum, those people in Pasco County and Pinellas County have the right to know what they're paying for, what it's going to cost them, and what do they get? What do they get in the end?
But Representative Jose Diaz says the measure will help Floridians.
Let me tell you what this bill actually does. First, there's a statutory fee that's in our statutes that was based on 2006 financing rates. We are adjusting that fee. Just that one change will save our ratepayers between $700 and $800 million per project.
Diaz says the bill would also put more checks in place to ensure utilities collecting nuclear cost recovery money are moving forward with a feasible and cost-effective plan to build a nuclear power plant. And Diaz says neither side of the argument is happy with the bill, adding that could be seen as a good sign.
The utilities are unhappy, and the people that want to repeal this law are unhappy, because there is a middle ground.
Next, the measure will head back to the Senate, where it had previously passed unanimously. Now that the bill's been amended, the two chambers will have until the session ends Friday to negotiate differences in the bill. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.